We've been hearing two men convicted on charges related to a getaway vehicles used during the Regency Hotel murder of Kinahan gang member David Byrne in 2016 have been sentenced to over 8 years in prison each. Paul Murphy has been sentenced to 9 years in prison, Jason Bonney to 8.5 years. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court this morning and joins us now with more on this. Just remind us first, Paul, of the role these two men played in the Regency killing.
Yeah, Jason Bonney, first of all, he's a 52-year-old former Irish international boxer, a senior coach, a president of Trinity Boxing Club. He has no previous convictions and was not on the Garda radar, we were told. Paul Murphy is a father of five. He has several previous convictions, but mainly for minor offences. He was a private in the army before working in shops, hotels, pubs, security, and as a taxi driver. Both were getaway drivers for the Hutch organised crime group on the day the Kinahan gang member David Byrne was shot dead at the Regency Hotel. Both had been at the gang's centre of operations at Buckingham Village, from where the hit team met up on the morning of the murder and left to carry out the murder. Bonney was there once, Murphy was there twice that morning. Murphy had followed Bonney in convoy to Donaghmede Church car park in Dublin, where the six-car convoy met up before driving across the road to St Vincent's GAA Club in Fairview in Dublin, where the six cars waited for 35 minutes for the gunmen to come back from the Regency Hotel. And when they arrived back, two of the gunmen got into Murphy and Bonnie's cars, one each. Bonney took Kevin Flatcap Murray away from the scene.
What did the judge, Paul, have to say today passing sentence?
Well, Miss Justice Tara Byrne said that events such as the Regency cannot be carried out without planning. And regardless of whether or not Bonney and Murphy knew of the murder, both men knew a serious crime was occurring, which involved six men requiring to be individually removed. Now, the judge said the men gave, quote, significant assistance to the Hutch organised crime group in carrying out the murder because two murderers were carried away from the drop-off point and away from detection. They were part of an operation that involved significant planning and coordination. Bonney and Murphy's actions, the judge said, were not reckless, but intentional, planned and organised behaviour. And she pointed to the fact that both had been at Buckingham Village, the centre of operations for the hit team that morning, and this had established their connection with the serious operation that was being planned, and it started off from there. And as you said, Brian, Bonney was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison and Murphy was jailed for 9 years.
And there was some reaction from Jason Bonney's sisters.
Yeah, Jason Bonney's sisters have said that their brother, Jason, lied to the Special Criminal Court when he tried to claim that their late father, William, had been driving his Jeep on the day David Byrne was murdered at the Regency Hotel. Now, the claim was corroborated during the trial by two defence witnesses, Julie McLean and Peter Tyrrell, but the claim was rejected by the Special Criminal Court, which said in its judgment that it had been lied to. Willie and Greta Bonney's daughters said in a statement to RTE News Today that they have been left traumatised and heartbroken over the malevolent lies, and that those who told and believed them should, quote, hang their heads in shame. They've also called on the DPP to take action against those who perjured themselves in the Special Criminal Court. They say they never wanted to have any part in this trial, but they were, quote, dragged into it by the vicious and deplorable lies that were said in court. Now, the evidence of the witnesses was rebutted by Paul Byrne. He was Jason Bonney's brother-in-law. He's married to one of the women who issued the statement this morning, and whose testimony was fully accepted by the court.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you for that.